Action is good medicine.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you on this rainy and cloudy day, Thursday, October 13th, 2011. Yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. I'll tell you what, if you can tell me, if they take American money, American currency in Alaska, if you can give me the answer to that question, yes or no, I will give you a free CD called The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol, a must-see for any preacher, any Christian, any conservative, any Tea Partier. Shows you the cost and the price paid to take a stand. What took place here May 20th, 2011 in the state of Minnesota at the Capitol building for talking about and giving a prayer of who we are and what it is that we're founded and established upon. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Do they take American currency in Alaska? Give me the answers to that question, and I will give you a free DVD. Folks, again, the Sons of Liberty is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Now, to say all that, to say this, did you want to say hey real quick, Jake?
Yeah, folks, thank you.
All right, thank you. Tuesday we talked about, I'm totally fine, go ahead.
Is it, can you, okay, here we go. Yeah. The microphone's working again. Folks, it's good to be back on the air again with you, and I want to share with you really quickly for this week. Most of you folks may know, may not know, we have right now a current situation with MSNBC. We are holding them accountable to the media and the standard of media and what they print and what they say, etc. And it's a support to, or it's a cause to support justice. And it's on the front page of sonsoflibertyradio.com, and I encourage you to get more information on that. But right now we're looking for donors. We need 600 donors that can donate upwards to $500 each to help us in that, to hold these media outlets accountable instead of just talking about actually taking action across America. And we are seeing some phenomenal results. So I'd encourage you to go to sonsoflibertyradio.com to find out more about that. The Sons of Liberty, we are a media outlet, and how we're combating things that aren't media, things that are just straight up blatant lies in the mainstream media.
Tuesday we talked about movies, the movie code, warning signs, so on and so forth. Wednesday we talked about Republic versus Democracy, and today one of my favorite topics is to expose the lying media, as Jake was just talking about. Now, folks, when we were talking about a republic versus democracy yesterday, I have to start off by saying this. If the media can convince you that we are a democracy, I want you to always remember what Ralph Waldo Emerson rightly said when he said, democracy becomes a government of bullies tempered by editors. Now, folks, all these little segments that we're getting are actually taken and derived from my high school assembly that I've done in over 300 high schools across this country on a nationwide basis in 22 different states. So you're getting it here firsthand from the Sons of Liberty on GCN today. And it's just a privilege to be a part of GCN, part of what we're doing today. And to have you people, you good people, tune into us on a daily basis. But to say that, folks, I just want to let you know that you really are getting something here that major media outlets have not yet received. We know that, for example, Jake, you're talking about the outlets you're talking about with MSNBC. You want to go ahead and share about the My War documentary, how we're getting...
I was just going to bring that in, too. And, folks, part of this, we're inviting you to be part of this fight, this stand for justice, support the cause of justice in media. Enough complaining about it. Enough talking about how bad they are. We're doing something about it. And with that, everybody that joins and becomes a part of that, you're going to get to see the Bradley Dean's My War five-part documentary series. There's five parts in this thing. It's very long, very exhaustive, and a lot of the stuff we've been covering, as Bradley said throughout this week, is covered on that. There's YouTube clips of these videos, so you can see firsthand what happens when you bring this message into the public zone, into the public realm, which is where it needs to be anyways. It can't just be talked about in our closets and our cloisters and our churches. You can find all that information at sonsoflibertyradio.com, and you can also get this message on steroids. It's done on video. James Gillette, who did some work with Steven Spielberg on his last project, phenomenal video editing, and it's a five-part series, and it's accompanied by the My War comic book, which is Bradley Dean's life story. How did he get involved in this? This didn't just happen overnight. He wasn't groomed to do this by any man. It was through the Spirit of God and his testimony of how he came to Christ. And then once he came to Christ, now what are we supposed to do? What can we do with that? And we want to invite you to get those. And right now, if you get that series, it's a five-part series. You make a donation of $80 to support the cause of justice. You get the free comic book with it. So it's $100 value, and we're wanting to offer that to you now, along with a free DVD of The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol, which is another example of what happens when you get into, for example, governments.
Is there any other websites besides sonsoflibertyradio.com and or you can run international.com to get it from? I mean, that's what I was talking about, is what's where are the distribution outlets?
Yep, we actually... Let's just direct everybody to that for right now, because that's the site that's going to be easiest to remember, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and it can shoot you to all different sources. But right now, we are giving the incentive of the free comic book and the free Prayer That Rocks the Capitol with that series set. And you can go out there, preview the clips. I encourage you to make comments on them. Send them to your mothers, your brothers, sisters. Bradley just shot out like three or four of them on his Facebook. You can get Bradley Dean's Facebook right there, Bradley Dean. You can join as a friend. But make sure that you're of the stable mind before you do that. You can also check out the Twitters at BDeanMyWar, which is another part of this push. BDeanMyWar, you can get Twitter feeds every single day.
Now, folks, the topic all week has been from this quote, which Victor Hugo rightly said. He said, where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness. Let me expose some darkness when we come back after this break. Exposing the media. Boy, oh boy, was Thomas Jefferson right when he said, the man who reads nothing at all is better educated than the man who reads nothing but newspapers. We'll be right back talking about and exposing the dark side of the media.
The dark side of Luke. I am your father.
The Sons of Liberty is willing.
Hi, I'm Brian Tuohy, sitting in for Ted Baer. Margin Call follows an investment firm over the course of 24 hours just before the 2008 financial crisis. A young day trader, Peter, burns the midnight oil to run some market forecasts begun by his ex-supervisor. He uncovers an alarming trend predicting a horrific financial outcome for his firm and the global market. Peter immediately alerts his other bosses. That same night, they're all gathered around the office. Listening to Peter's forecast, everyone must figure out how to maintain their high status and extravagant lifestyle. Margin Call is dramatic and well-acted. The movie suffers from some lazy writing. The dialogue becomes hackneyed and vague. It also stereotypes the entire financial industry. Ultimately, the movie's just another politically correct attack on capitalism containing some false revisionist history about the 2008 financial meltdown. Also contains abundant foul language. If you've enjoyed this review, you can support Movie Guide by texting the word movie to 20222 to send a $10 donation to help us continue providing movie reviews from a Christian perspective.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the radio show today, and you can answer a couple questions, here it is. I'll give you two of them. Who's the first, well, actually, who's the president on the $100 bill? If you can answer that question, I'll give you a free DVD of the prayer that rocked the Capitol. And do they take Alaskan money, I'm sorry, American money, money from the United States in Alaska? Answer those two questions. I'll give you a free DVD. 1-877-807-9977. I'll say it real slow. 1-877-807-9977. Now let's get to the expose on the media. Because, folks, this is the big news, and news I'm sure that you didn't realize. Did you know that in 1917, Congressman Oscar Calloway enters a disturbing statement into the congressional records? J.P. Morgan, a banker and a steel tycoon, a bully, he hired 12 high-ranking news managers and asked them to determine the most influential newspapers in America. Now, with that, J.P. Morgan wanted to know how many newspapers it would take to control the policy of the daily press of the United States. I said the policy, folks. The 12 found that it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers. An agreement was reached, the policy of the papers was bought and paid for, and an editor was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping of the new policy. Folks, I said policy. I said it was bought and paid for. In a nutshell, those in the media, not all, they are trying to rearrange reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in. Now, I got a question for you and a statement, actually. How many of you believe what the media actually reports? Now, I'm going to make a quick statement right before I go to that next question. A majority of those that report the news, just so you know, they have no knowledge of right from wrong. Now, for example, we went and interviewed a guy named Don Shelby who worked for WCCO in the state of Minnesota in Minneapolis here. He was a news anchor. Nicole asked him, Nicole is one of the girls in the ministry here, when she was interviewing, Mr. Shelby. She asked him the question, how do you tell the difference between right and wrong? And Don Shelby answered the question by saying, if you are asking journalists to be an arbiter is those that decide differences of morality, he said, you're asking the wrong people. He goes on and says, with both feet in his mouth, my job is to determine where fairness and justice is failing. Now, my question is Don Shelby, how do you know the difference between right and wrong? You said that you're not the arbiter. You're not to decide the differences of morality, but you come back and say, my job is to determine where fairness and justice is failing. Well, you just got done telling me it's not your job to do that. How do you know the difference of right and wrong? Well, if you can't tell me what's fair or unfair, just or unjust, well, that goes back to the bedrock of what? Morality. You just got done telling me you were not to decide the differences. Boy, I hope I don't mean to complicate the matter. Listen to what John Adams said, the second president of the United States. He said, listen carefully. Our Constitution was made for a moral people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. It doesn't work for the government of any other people. You have to be moral. Moral in Webster's 1828 means conform to the rules of right. Who tells us the difference between right and wrong? God does through his laws. Now, back to the question that I asked you a couple of minutes ago. How many of you believe what the media reports? Robert Lickler and Stanley Rothman, two media scholars, interviewed 240 news anchors, editors, and news writers. And here's what they found out. These are the news editors, anchors, and news writers. 47% of those that write your papers in this country believe that adultery is okay. Cheating on husband and wife, mom and dad. Folks, did you know that that is illegal in this country? And I'll tell you why. Because if you go to Exodus 20, it talks about in the seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. It's illegal in every state in this country. But the laws, all the way up until 1944, if you go back to then, you'll see that they have not been enforced. And by the way, it's still in the book in 28 states to this day. 76% of those that write your papers, news anchors and editors, 76% see nothing wrong with homosexuality. Folks, they're rightly called crimes against nature. All the way up until 1961, it was illegal in every state. If you were caught in the act of homosexuality, if you were caught in the act of sodomy, I'm sorry, in Rhode Island, you can go to prison for up to 20 to 21 years. They were rightly called crimes against nature. Read Romans 2. It's also interesting to note that all the way up until 1973, homosexuality was considered a mental illness. Isn't that interesting? See, you lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. You take away the law, nobody's guilty of anything, are they? Now they're talking about marrying each other. Whoa, they're daring the justice of God is what they're doing. 90% of those that write your paper in this country are for aborting a baby. Now it's interesting that there would be no debate with these people that lived because mama said yes to life and not no to life. And that's usually where all the arguments end right there, or the debates as they want to call them. I had one girl in North Dakota one time come up to me and she was mad at me about the abortion issue. And I guarantee you she was guilty of having one. And as she looked at me, she said she made some rude comment to me. And I said, well, it's a good thing mama didn't abort you. That was the end of discussion right there on the block. Nothing else to talk about. Nothing else to say. But 90% of those that write the papers in this country, editors and news writers, they believe it's okay to abort a baby. Again, folks, this is illegal in your country. Thou shalt not kill. Does that come to mind? Number 6, God said, thou shalt not kill. And again, 1973, all the way up until that point, it never has been legalized, and it still hasn't. Read your Bill of Rights. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 86% of those that write your paper never or seldom attend church. And folks, for the most part, I don't blame them. But you know what? To leave them without excuse, they have a Bible just like me and you do. Listen to what Richard Salent said in 1914 to 1933. He was the former president of CBS News. Just imagine how much worse it is than this man's quote. He said, our job is to give the people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. That's arrogance. What about Walter Cronkite, former CBS news anchor? He said news reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. They're saying it. I didn't say it. But this is what you get on a daily basis through the press. And the more I listen to Fox, when I listen to Fox, I can see that they're falling right in line. Herman Dismore, former editor of the New York Times from 1950 to 1960, he said that the New York Times is deliberately, on purpose, pitched to the liberal point of view. Why? Because somebody wants control. How do you take control? You demoralize the people. You throw off all virtue from the people, then you get total control. That's how it works, folks. Got to get them away from God. Throughout Genesis all the way to Revelations, you can see where anybody departed from God, that was the wrong thing. It was their first mistake, and it was their last mistake. Richard Cohen, senior producer of CBS Political News, he said this. Listen carefully. This is CBS Political News. He said, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with the issues and subjects we choose to deal with, not what the facts are. It's not factual. It's what we decide you ought to have, America. This is how you get your news on a daily. It's bought and paid for. That's why when you go to all these news sources, they're all saying the same thing, same talking points. Jesus, when the Lord said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way, I get what he was saying. And the thing is, you got the majority of the American people believing what they're saying. They say they don't believe, yeah, but you look at their lives and they live accordingly. Yeah. And if you talk contrary to what they've been taught through the state-run liberal radical media, then they act like there's something wrong with you. They ostracize you for telling them the truth.
Well, you're strange.
Fox News, their motto is, we report, you decide. Yeah. It should be rightly said, we decide on what we report, because again, folks, it's bought and it's paid for. There's no getting around it. Just the other day, Fox News reporter, and I've heard this twice from these jokers, it was sick. You had Rick Santorum on there, mm-hmm, talking about punishing the crimes of homosexuality. Yeah. He understood the law, mm-hmm, in these particular situations, right?
Yep.
So what does the reporter do? What does the co-anchor do? What does the propagandist do? Oh, you're saying the same things they said back in the 40s about
the blacks.
That's right, the
black people.
Folks, it's not an issue of civil rights. You don't equate their sin for the color of black man's skin.
That's right.
You don't go there. But that's what these people are trying to equate it to. And you had a foolish reporter going along with it, hook, line, and sinker. You got Bradley and Jake. Folks, we're going to come back with the topic of exposing the state-run media.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it, and I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family.
peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Folks, 1-877-807-9977. Who is the president on the $100 bill, and do they take United States currency in Alaska? 1-877-807-9977.
And back to the Sons of Liberty radio webpage, folks. You can find this topic that Bradley's talking about right now, the media piece, and we'll have a segment that's posted right on the Facebook page. So that's on the front of the page, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go up to the Facebook, click on it, and the first video there is a clip from the media. It's going to cover all the topics that we're talking about. It's also a sneak preview into the My War documentary series, which is a must-see for all families across this country. So again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Facebook is in the upper right-hand corner. Click on it. You'll see that video posted on top of the Sons of Liberty Facebook page.
Folks, right before the break, we were talking about what the media believes, what they say, so on and so forth. As a matter of fact, Richard Cohen, the senior producer of CBS Political News, said, "We are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with the issues and subjects we choose to deal with, not what the facts are." And then I went to Fox News, and I said, "They're not too far off from what these people are doing today, and they're supposed to be the conservatives. That's right. They're supposed to be the Tea Partiers. But what they're doing now is they're starting to advocate social agendas on the American people." I heard Rick Santorum on Sunday talking about the punishment of homosexual crimes. I don't know exactly what it was. Probably pederast crimes. And so in saying that pederasts are homosexual pedophiles. And the reporter kept coming back at him and saying, those talking points that you're talking about, those were the same ones that they used in 1940. It's like, how foolish are you?
Yeah, and your talking points are the same thing that Karl Marx used when he wrote the Communist Manifesto.
Completely. And this is Fox News, folks, so you need to be careful. Now, what's interesting is it was Martin Luther King, and who would know better than this individual? Mm-hmm. He said, "The color, we're not to judge a man by the color of his skin. He said, but by the content of his character. I want you to listen to what Thaddeus Stevens says during debate on the floor of the 14th Amendment, speaking of how the homosexuals are trying to call it a civil rights issue. No, it is not. It's an issue of law, folks. Thaddeus Stevens said, no distinction would be tolerated in this purified republic but what arose from merit and conduct. What did Martin Luther King just say? He concurred in every sense of the word. What was the civil rights issue back? What was it about back in the 60s? It was an issue of law, folks. Yep.
And you hear, I mean, speaking of that 14th Amendment, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States. That's what it's saying. So now what a criminal says is, well, though I'm a criminal, I still have my rights.
Yep.
No, you forfeit your rights when you break the law. The law does not protect you. You are now an outlaw. A black person did not forfeit his rights because he was black or is black. Period. It doesn't matter about the color of your skin.
Yep.
It's as Thaddeus Stevens, when they were debating this very article in the Bill of Rights, said it has to do with the content, not the content of your character, but your behavior, your actions. What you take on will either cause you to be able to enjoy the freedom of the 14th Amendment
by
protects,
obeying the laws,
or you forfeit your right to enjoy that freedom
by committing crimes against
exactly.
the laws. That's
exactly.
right. One is grace, one is a lack of grace.
And that is the jurisdiction of government. The government has to execute justice against evildoers. That's all it can do. So when they say, oh, the government shouldn't be involved in that, actually, yes, it should be, because if you're going to break the law, that's where their job, they step in.
That's right. That's exactly right. Folks, again, we're talking about the media here. Do you guys remember when Britney and Madonna kissed on MTV? Did you know that when that went through the media, it went all across the world? Did you also realize that at the same time, Madonna and Britney kissing were on the front page of the paper across the world? Isn't it interesting that the media just happened to overlook the 4,176 Americans that were killed in Iraq? Isn't that interesting? They just forgot about our boys that were over there fighting to uphold the Constitution, while in America there's socialists doing what they can do to eradicate the Constitution. Boy, that's talking about disgracing the blood
right.
bought price for the ratification of the Constitution. Some pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, when Britney and Madonna kissed on MTV, it was on the Irish Examiner in Ireland, Jamaica Observer, Jamaica, Slate, The Scotsman in the UK, Sioux City Journal, Iowa, Rocky Mountain News, Colorado. Boy, isn't it interesting, guys, that they're just all promulgating the same message?
Yeah, plenty of time for that.
At the same time, and they're all on the front page. And then out of nowhere, what happens? They begin to push an illegal agenda called homosexual marriage. Now, folks, May 1st, 2004 in Washington, D.C., 20,000 people showed up to protest homosexual marriage, which is illegal. It has never been in the history of mankind. Now, do you understand why I'm saying that these people are beginning to dare the justice of God? There were 300 homosexuals holding up signs stating, go home, bigots. Guess who ABC, CBS, and the Associated Press actually covered?
They decided what you would have. Huh?
They would go to the minority mm-hmm. to expose the majority as being the minority, while in yeah. fact they weren't. It was the other way around. The media twisted the truth and told the public that the 300 homosexuals holding up the signs stating go home bigots were the majority and made the 20,000 protesters out to be the minority, totally turning the event to be against the bigots instead of against gay homosexual marriage. Isn't that interesting? Let's jump to the topic, because these are always the two hot topics every time we do high school assemblies. Isn't it interesting, again, how the media ignores the wishes of the majority that are being ruled by the law?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
That's the importance of it.
Abortion. Back in 1962, John F. Kennedy was asked what he thought of abortion. He said, listen carefully, folks. He said, that's barbaric. It's barbaric. It's illegal to tamper with eagles' eggs in this country. It's called Bald Eagle Protection Act. It says if you break any part of this act by violating these eagles, their nests, or their eggs, you will face the criminal penalty of a $5,000 fine, 1 year imprisonment or both. But let me tell you this. It says in Proverbs 6 that God hates hands that shed innocent blood. In other words, when God told us that and he gave us the light and the knowledge of it, now we are responsible to magnify that light to preserve the life of the baby in the womb. But it's illegal, according to the government, to kill babies That's what it is. It's murder. But it's illegal to tamper with eagle eggs. But, folks, just forget about the 4,000 babies a day that are being aborted in our country. Did you know that it's illegal to kill whales in this country? Huh. Title I, Conservation and Protection of Marine Mammals, Moratorium and Exceptions, 16 U.S.C. 1371. Wow. But just, again, overlook the 4,000 babies a day that are being aborted in this country. But don't touch the whales. Don't touch the whales. Whatever you do, don't do that, folks. Do you guys remember Jacques Cousteau?
He was a healthy guy.
Oh, he was a real healthy guy. He's the, you know, the green freak.
I love trees.
Earth freak. Yeah, did you know that he said in order to stabilize world population, listen to what he said.
What do we got to do?
Listen, his eye was set on animals and the preservation of Earth, but listen to what he said about humans. He said we must eliminate 350,000 people per day.
How's he going to do that?
You know what Jacques Cousteau said after that? He said, you protect what you love.
Mm-hmm.
What does he love? He loves the earth and the animals over the human beings. What's going on through the socialist medium right now? Mm-hmm. What are you hearing? Folks, these are some sick-minded individuals. Did you know that it's illegal to pick flowers in state parks? Here, our state, Minnesota, statute 203, table of contents for chapter 8585.20. Violation of rules. Any person who, within the limits of any state park, state monument, state recreation center, so on and so forth, shall not touch any of the flowers. Because if you do, you shall be guilty of a misdemeanor. Now, it's interesting, right before that he said, any rule of the commissioner, not the republic, of the commissioner adopted and promulgated in accordance with the provisions of the laws. Whose laws? They're not God's laws. When man's laws are set against God's law, you're in trouble. You're setting yourself up for a tyranny or a despotism or a monarchy. Because, again, when they want to do away with God's laws and then usurp them and then bring in their laws, it sounds like the enemy of their souls that they're being deceived by, Isaiah 14, but they go right along with it. Folks, did you know that when we crossed an Arkansas border, probably about 6-7 years ago, there was a picture of Richard Pryor up on this billboard, and it said, join us in boycotting Kentucky Fried Chicken for its cruelties to chickens. Now, folks, how many out there like chicken? I love chicken. Listen, if you got a problem with killing the chickens, bring them over to my house, but just bring the barbecue sauce, all right? But here's Richard Pryor say, join us in boycotting Kentucky Fried Chicken for its cruelty to chickens. How many times do I need to say this? This is a sick mentality. But over 4,000 babies a day are being aborted in this country. Preserve the chickens, preserve the animals, preserve the flowers, but go ahead and kill the babies.
Yeah.
Are you with me, folks? How are you getting these messages, folks? How are you so brainwashed in this country that you don't stand up and protest this corrupt administration or every administration all the way back to 1973? How is it that you've allowed this to fall on your watch? How many Protestants out there forgot the meaning of Protestant? Protestants. How is it that we go to sleep at night, America, knowing that 3,700 babies a day are going to be aborted? How is it that your silence remains silence? And when your silence remains silence, you know what you're doing? You're encouraging this to go on. You're encouraging an administration and a president to say, now we're going to take your money by force and we're going to pay for abortions overseas, whether you like it or not. See, things don't get better when you just let it go. It gets worse when you just let it go. And Edmund Burke was right when he said, evil prevails because good men do nothing. He's exactly right. Where are we today? Folks, we need to wake up as to what's going on and who's promulgating these messages. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back after this break with our final segment. Folks, 1-877-807-9977. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You got Bradley and Jake. Last segment, 1-877-807-9977. Do they take American money in Alaska? And who is the president on the $100 bill? Got a lot of smart people out there today. Folks, we're talking about the media. And the last topic that we were talking about right before the break was abortion in America. Where are we at? Mm-hmm. You know, you hear older folks a lot of times say, I can't wait to get out of here. And I thought to myself, get out of here for what? To face the judge?
Yeah, for what you didn't do.
That's exactly right, to tell them what you didn't take care of while you were here. Well, you had your time. Isn't that interesting? Jesus said, let your eye be single, mm-hmm. not double. He said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. By the way, when you look up that difficult is the way, the real key word that most people overlook is perseverance and consistency to enter into the kingdom of God. They think one day all of a sudden they're just going to go there and change the world. That's not what happens. No, it's consistency. I'm just amazed. This isn't on my watch, folks. It's on my watch now. Abortion. Why are we talking about in this country all these social agendas and babies are dying right under our nose? Why is it that the homosexual agenda isn't crying out against abortion? No, they're crying out to get their rights. How come the homosexual agenda isn't crying out against all these kids being violated? Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Why is everybody screaming out to get it their way rather than to preserve life? Someone fought for you too, folks. That's why you have ears today, because God fearfully and wonderfully created you What are you doing with the life that he's given you? In servitude to him because you love your father. Because what he did by sending his son Jesus Christ to die for your sins on the cross. Speaking about abortion. There was a little baby named Samuel Alexander. He was a 21-week-old, less than 5 months. He was a 21-week-old baby still in the womb. They slit the womb open. He had spinal bifida.
I think so.
Okay, well, bifida. A doctor will come in and say something weird.
Bad with the spine.
Yeah, something wrong with his spine.
Yep.
So they slit the womb open, and they do surgery on the baby. And in the process of that, the surgeon, to his surprise, finds the little baby sticking his hand, Samuel's hand, outside of the womb, grabbing the doctor's hand. Oh, they're not humans, though.
No,
you know what?
No.
You know what? I remember when this whole thing came up with Abomination and all that mess. I thought to myself, well, if it's not a human, then what the heck are you?
Some people
what
are alive and breathing,
from,
and they're still not humans.
Gee whiz.
There's a lot of people not humans that are breathing and walking.
Oh, this is the new thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the scientists are now saying they're not human. Well, what are you, scientist?
Yeah. Well, I'm a special breed. See, I'm kind of a deist type of person now. And
yeah, well,
really
let me ask you something, Mr. Scientist. All of your discoveries,
I'd be happy.
Who created those discoveries that you're making today? And how is it that you've taken upon yourself that you're the one discovering what God created, you absolute fool?
Well, we discovered, and the people are so stupid, they listen to us every day, and so by that meaning, I guess we're God then, right?
It has to be.
Yeah.
It absolutely has
it's
to be.
It's a great job, because there's a lot of morons out there that listen to us. We can't even believe it, but they keep listening, so we keep writing books.
So can you exemplify to me, or give me the understanding, why did you bloodlet back in the 1700s and 1800s?
Because people were stupid enough to do it. Like I said, it's just because people are stupid. That's the only reason we exist.
Sir,
know?
If someone's got a disease, you don't drain the very life out of them through their blood.
Well, it's not like we really care about the people. We just care about getting our books published and people thinking that we know we're talking about. We don't care if they bleed themselves to death. They're stupid.
Hey, but what you're doing is leading men to idolatry, and God continuously warns against that. Why do you continue in your false practices?
I don't know anything about all that. I just know that people buy my books.
Well, someone, you're teaching somebody, right? And somebody's listening to you. The Star and Tribune in Minneapolis a couple years back reported on a girl named Nicole Beecroft. She was a 17-year-old student at a Tartan High School who stabbed her baby girl 135 times after giving birth to it in the laundry room.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, who taught her to abort her baby?
Yep.
You know what they said on the report? She was sentenced to life, by the way. Good for them. Good for the judge. Isn't it rather hypocritical that she could have went to a hospital and had the doctor do the same thing, yet she would have had to pay the doctor to commit the same crime that she committed? I mean, that is about as contradictory. I mean, it's so backwards, folks. It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Who taught her to do it?
Yep.
Who teaches kids to kill? Who teaches kids to rape? You got games that teach them to rape. How are you getting this information, folks? We're talking about the media. We're talking about the media.
Yep.
Victor Hugo said, where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness. Who taught these kids to do this stuff? Listen to this mentality that's being thrown on you on a daily basis through the state-run media, through the radical media, through the socialists, the propagandists. And I just got done telling you and defining for you and giving you an expose as to what this is all about. It's bought and paid for. That's all this is. Obama is bought and paid for. Ask Mr. Soros. Ask the UN. Oh, and don't forget all you Bush idolizers out there. He's a part of the mix, too. Because they're all pushing the same agenda.
Yes, sir.
You just heard Newt Gingrich the other day call him out.
Mm-hmm.
The fix was in, even with the last agenda. That's right. Folks, if you get back to the Word of God and the Constitution, you'd clearly see where the deviation lies.
Mm-hmm.
First within yourself, and then God will open your eyes to see where the deviations are in others.
Mm-hmm. I think this very topic of life, the Declaration of Independence already tells us we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Millennials are life, liberty, property. Life. It's the primary right. If you don't have life, you can't have property, you can't have liberty. You go into the Bill of Rights, the Fifth Amendment, where it talks about no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property, denoting that they can be denied it. There's nothing wrong with capital punishment at the mouth of two witnesses. But life. Life is protected by our government system. Many people say, well, abortion isn't illegal. Yeah. Yes, it is legal. And if you understand how Roe v. Wade did that...
It is illegal.
That's right. Yeah. It is illegal. This is that decision of Roe v. Wade. What it did is it turned the ability to murder somebody into a right. And now they call it a woman's right. And this all starts from our lack of virtue in society.
Yeah. I was going to bring you actually to Roe versus Wade.
Mm-hmm.
When, in fact, folks, we actually talked to her.
Yeah.
And she had said that a lawyer was looking for her to do it, and they took it way too far.
Yep. She didn't pay a nickel for that.
No.
She had never had an abortion, wasn't looking to have an abortion.
Yeah.
She had kids. She tells us this story.
Yeah.
And now she's terrified and haunted because of the blood that she believes is upon her head for her taking that case on.
And she said that. As a matter of fact, can I rewind a little bit what she said? The unalienable rights.
Yeah.
Do you know what the word unalienable means?
Yeah, it can't
be taken. I mean, the defined word. Yeah, that's
right,
it can't be transferred.
That's right.
So that you can't lose your rights unless you give them up.
That's right. And or you commit a crime, you forfeit them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Great point.
Life for life. So if you take another's life, guess what? You just forfeited your ability to live. That's plain and simple. That law protects everybody. It's an equal playing field. It's not equality of outcomes. It's equality of this is the rules of the game. But in a society where you go from virtue and no longer treat virtue and put virtue on a pedestal, we talked about yesterday the movie code, virtue was protected. It was protected. I mean, a good term for this is virginity, virgin. When you're a virgin, you're not polluted by the outside, and we protected our morality in this nation because we knew that was the key to our success, our prosperity, our peace, etc. Anything good comes out of our virtue. But when you forsake virtue and you even start to turn against virtue and say that virtue is bad and it's sick and it's this or it's that, then you can pretty much convince people that right is wrong and wrong is right.
Yep.
And then guess what? A judicial system gets behind that concept of right being wrong and wrong being right in the example of Roe versus Wade. And then a judge comes in and puts justice and weight of supposed law, which is actually unlaw, behind that right and wrong. And now you've got a policy that is kicking out laws that are wrong and protecting that which is wrong instead of doing that which is right. And then from there, you think the government's God because they can change the standard. It's arbitrary.
Let me say this, though, because I think it's important for people to understand. It's not they doing to you, America.
It starts with virtue.
It's you allowing they to do what they do to you.
And the only way you will, honestly, is if you're unvirtuous. Morality is the only place where you're going to find strength to stand up.
I don't want to hear
against
this.
Tyranny.
I just don't want to hear this.
You can't be
you're
strong.
You're telling me I'm responsible for
That's
what's
right.
going on here.
If you're morally corrupt, how in the world are you going to stand up on social issues?
Let me say it this way. You already said it was illegal.
Yep.
The laws of the land is the general misconception is that any statute passed by legislators bearing the appearance of law constitutes the law of the land. The U.S. Constitution is the supreme, it's the supreme law of the land. And any statute to be valid must be in agreement. It is impossible for a law which violates the Constitution to be valid. This is succinctly stated. Don't forget it. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we will talk at you tomorrow. We'll do another segment. God bless you. We love you by what we do.
Oh, free and the strong, oh.